Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father, this is your time. You are the heavenly Father who has done great and mighty things for Joshua, Peter, and for Mary, and for us here this morning. If there's something we need to hear, open our ears. If there's something we need to understand, open our minds. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dr. Spomer and I have been in this series on households. 3 weeks ago, I spoke to you about dysfunctional households because of sin. What do we need to do? We need to listen to Jacob, who told us we need to put on the but God glasses and see what God has done. Laban, his father-in-law, the world may be out to get you along with the devil, but when we put on the but God glasses, we see that God's in charge. He is bigger than any problem we might have. 2 weeks ago, I spoke to you about Pentecost. When God's people not only put on the but God glasses, they spoke about the mighty works of God, what God has done among the people. And as Pentecostal people influenced by that, we need to speak about what God has done in our personal life, in our church, and in our world to everyone who will hear. Last week, I spoke to you about Trinity Sunday. We worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God has given us the Holy Spirit, sealed us. The Holy Spirit has created faith and shows us our Savior. But what should overflow from that Ziploc bag, you remember? Jiffy Pop. Coming out of the Holy Spirit, an embryo growing, and we're born again, should be love, forgiveness, service, and we must speak about our God and tell people we worship the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today, I want to speak to you about a household that brings all that together through a father named Joshua, where there's a book in the Bible named after him. Now, we live in a time and an age where people think fathers or men don't have much of an influence upon their household or their family. But I want to share with you some statistics. I don't always do this, but on Father's Day, it's very important that I think I share this. If you're a father listening to me this morning, fathers who are absent from the family, fathers may love their children, but if they're not part of the household, this is what happens. 85% of the youth who are currently in prison grew up in a fatherless household. 70% of all youth in our correction facility grew up in a fatherless household. If you have a fatherless household, you're twice as likely to drop out of high school. 63% of teenage suicides are from fatherless households. Girls are twice as likely to face teenage obesity if they come from a fatherless household. 4 times more likely to be pregnant by the age of 20 if they come from a fatherless household. Here's a real scary one. 75 to 90% of rapists, men who rape, come from the influence of a fatherless household. 90% of youth who run away come from a fatherless household. If a mother takes her children to church regularly, there's less than a 20% chance that the children will go to church regularly in a fatherless household. Now, if you're here and you're a woman, you're listening to my voice, and there's no father in your household, keep going. Beat the odds. Raise those children in the Lord. But if there's a father raising children, and he goes to church regularly with the children, and the mother does not go to church, 66%, three times more chance, the children will go regularly to church. And if the mother and the father go to church regularly, 75% of their children will go to church regularly. Don't ever put aside the influence you have as a parent, and for fathers this morning, especially you. It's so important. Today, I want to look with you to a man. Yes, he was a leader. Yes, he was an influencer. But by far the most important thing about Joshua, he was a good father and made his household strong. Let's take a look at Joshua. Open up those Bibles to the Old Testament reading with me once again. Listen to these words that Joshua shares with all of us. Verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods your father served beyond the river and in Egypt. Now, the first 13 verses before this, you know what Joshua does? He gives everybody a history lesson to get them to remember, because we forget so often. He says, let me tell you about what God has done for you. The mighty works, starting with Abraham. Then he went to Isaac and to Jacob and to Moses and told of all the wonderful things that God has done. How he has loved them, forgiven them, brought them back together. He talked about Moses. You remember Moses? Went up, got the Ten Commandments. God spoke from the mountain and shook it to over 2 million people. They all heard the voice of God. Imagine that. And they were in such awe of God. That's what fear of the Lord means. Reverence and awe. God is so big, I'm so small. They said to Moses, now listen, we are so humbled by the voice of God. We don't want to hear it again. Let God speak to you and you speak to us. And you know what God said? God said to the people that day, if only your hearts were like this always. You listened to my voice and followed my commandments. Then from generation to generation, you will be blessed forevermore. Wow. It is Joshua who pleads, fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity. What does it mean to fear the Lord? To be in awe, to honor, to respect him. It's based upon a relationship, not rules and regulations. A relationship that we have a God who loves us, that forgives us, that understands us, and that is with us. That's what it means to fear the Lord. And then he says this, put away your idols and your gods. And if you're here this morning, you're listening to me, and you think you have no idols and gods, really? I made a list of idols and gods today, and they match up with idols and gods of the Old Testament and New Testament. Listen to this list. Food, pleasures, alcohol, drugs, rites, rituals, money and property, physical appearance, entertainment, sex, comfort, technology, family, children, careers, fame. You know, the devil uses these idols and false gods, and he influences us through television, social media, magazines, and anything the world offers. They're the idols of the world. Well, what does God put into our life to counter this? Because if you follow the gods of the world, you diss God. You know how God counters this? He puts you into a family and into a church, a household, to fight the temptation of the idols of the world. And Joshua shows us that. Put away those gods and serve and fear the Lord. Now, it is Moses who does the same thing as Joshua does. Moses says it this way. The commandments God has given you, keep them in your heart. Teach them diligently to your children. Talk to your children. When you sit and when you walk, when you lie down and when you rise. Listen to how Joshua says it, this good father in the Old Testament. 15, and if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord. You know what it means to serve the Lord? It means to love the Lord and spend time with him. That equals service. Choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers who served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in the land you dwell. Think about the land you dwell in now. But as for me, this is my favorite, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. In fact, in the back on my patio, it's written in stone. So when my children walk out the house, this is what they see. But for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What a good father. It is Moses who Joshua speaks about. Teach this to your children. Talk to your children. When you sit, when you stand, when you lie down and you rise. That makes the household strong. But what does that look like? You got to put on the but God glasses. See the mighty works of God. You got to be Pentecostal and speak about those mighty works to your children. You got to look at your children and tell them that the God you worship is the creator of heaven and earth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But now, Joshua and Moses teach us to show and tell. It goes like this. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Moses has talked to your children. It looks like this. Son, I should not have spoken to your mother that way. I know better. God has taught me better. And I'm so sorry for what I said about your mother and to your mother. I asked her to forgive me, and she has. Will you forgive me? I love you with all my heart and soul and mind. But there's one who loves you more. He gave you to me. He's the creator of heaven and earth. You got to get down to their level. I love you, but there's one I love more than you and mother. Because he gave you my children to me, and he gave me a wife. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We have to be sincere about teaching our children. When you walk with your children, your grandchildren, Do you talk about the Lord and the mighty works he has done to you? When I take my little granddaughter, Ari, out for a walk, she loves to do two things when we walk. One is collect feathers and the other is collect garbage. And when we go out there, I see the geese fly away and I say, let's ask Jesus to show us a lot of feathers today. Okay, dear Jesus, we pray. And guess what? We find a lot of feathers. When I look out and I see all that trash, I say, dear Jesus, may we find a lot of trash today. Oh, yes, dear Jesus, she says, and we find trash. And then thank you, Jesus, that we were able to clean up the neighborhood. Thank you, Jesus. I teach my granddaughter, as I taught my children. You know, children are so busy. Go, go, go. Friends, school, activities. I found the only time to be with my children is at night. If you love your spouse, you got to spend time. That's to serve. If you love your children, you got to spend time with them. That's what it means to serve. If you love God, you got to spend time with them. That's what it means to serve. And when I raised my five children, at night I'd say, let's go for a walk. And late at night, we'd go see the stars and the moon. And we'd talk about how God is so good, gives us these beautiful things. And even though it's dark, we have nothing to worry because God is with us, even though it's scary. And you can just see him relax. They're so busy during the day. At night, I'd shut all the lights off in my house. And all they had to listen to was my voice and each other's voice. Couldn't see anything. I'd say, let's talk about God and what he did for you today. And they would talk about God. Now, I'm not a perfect father, but I did everything I could to diligently teach my children when I sat, when I rose, when I walked. I'd open up a devotional book during the day, in the evening, and we'd do a devotion. They'd see me read the Bible, and we'd read the Bible together. And early in the morning, Now, my children, all five of them, left the house as soon as they could, go off to college. I don't know why they left my house so quick. I don't think this has anything to do with it, but early in the morning, I'd bust through their bedroom door and say, rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, rise. I don't think they left because of that, but they could have. But when my daughter comes home from North Carolina and busts through the door of my grandchildren who are visiting and start singing, rise and shine and give that, I'm just, wow. Now, if you're here this morning and you're like me, you're not a perfect father or mother, but we need to remember what God has done and improve and go to the next level with them. Now, you know a little bit about me and the family that you can make strong. Now, let me tell you about what it means to serve the Lord. The theme this year is devoted to serve the Lord. Listen to my words. ACA, Ablaze Christian Academy, is not a preschool. It's a discipleship program where young adults bring their children to us. And they say, please teach my children. Please be devoted to them sincerely and love them. And we teach them to pray. We teach them the true meaning of Christmas and Easter. And all you need to do is go to one chapel service. One. And you'll know. It's a discipleship program. You need to go to one Christmas pageant. And see 50 children singing about Christmas. And their parents and their baby boomer grandparents coming. And hearing a message about the true reason for Christmas and Easter. And we get to reach out to them. We don't go into their world. They come into our Christian world. We go to Bell Elementary. That's their world. When we have our own school, the community comes into our world and says, teach us. Tell us about Jesus. And ACA does not have three churches across the street. They're the only school in the community. It's a discipleship program where we get to love on those children. Spend time with them and serve them and their parents and their grandparents. Hopefully they fall in love with Jesus, fall in love with our love serving them. And eventually, as they grow up, say, I want to go back to that place where they loved me, where they taught me about Jesus. Mom and Dad, let's go to that location where we've been going to 4 years or 5 years already. And you get to be a part of that. You get to be a part of that and take it to the next level. Where we can build maybe classrooms for kindergarten, maybe first grade. Or build classrooms where when they get done with preschool, they can go to Sunday school and a worship center in a community where there's no other church. Where they can worship our Lord and our Savior. They come into our world. I want you to know this as your pastor. After 37 years, I know no better way to reach into a community and have that community come to us than a school. Preschool. It's the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I want you to know I am 100% dedicated to this mission endeavor. I'm 100%, always has been, always will be, dedicated to what we as a congregation said. Hands together, building a children's endeavor. And we voted last week to continue that. But I'm here not only to speak to you. I'm here to speak to my son-in-law, Chris. My son-in-law, Matthew. My son, Jeremiah. And my son, Tony. And all fathers, there's nothing greater than devote yourself to serving the Lord. And if you devote yourself to serving the Lord, then the Lord's will has to be done. Be a good father. Spend time with my grandchildren. And teach them and show and tell them about Jesus. Do not let the God of pleasure, the God of entertainment, the God of money, the God of pleasure, the God of convenience, rule. Go to church. You'll drive across town to go to shopping. You'll drive across town to go to a movie. You'll drive across town to go to work. But to drive across town and be with a family that'll strengthen your children, that's more important than anything. Be a father who says, for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Like Mary, I want to sing about the great things you have done, Lord. Magnificent thing, like a school with 100 children in it. I want to be like Peter, who says we must honor everybody, but above all, honor the Lord and fear him. Help us all to be like Joshua and realize how strong our family makes us and how strong our church family makes us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.